Hi there, I'm Gavin Crawford. I'm a writer, an actor, and a comedian. And for the last 8 or 9 years, I have been navigating life with my mother's increasing dementia. Has it been sad? Yeah. Has it been funny? Also, yeah. That's what my brand new podcast series, Let's Not Be Kidding, is about. It's the true story of my life as a comedian, my mom, and dementia. Let's Not Be Kidding, with me, Gavin Crawford. A new 7-part series from CBC Podcasts, available now.
This is a CBC podcast.
We will also be making changes to prohibit employees from requiring a sick note for a worker's job-protected sick leave and encouraging them to use tools such as attestations that maintain accountability as employees request time off when they are sick.
That's Sylvia Jones, Ontario's Minister of Health, announcing the province will bar employers from asking their staff for sick notes. It's part of Ontario's new mantra, patients before paperwork. It's meant to give doctors more time with patients and decrease their administrative burden. Nova Scotia has a similar law, but earlier this month, PEI lawmakers voted down a bill that would have eliminated sick notes. Dr. Kathy Risden is a family physician in Hamilton, Ontario, and the chair of the Family Medicine Department at McMaster University. The doctor is in. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
I have been blessed with good health, the good fortune of good health. I have never before had to ask for a doctor's note. So please walk me through this, Dr. Risden. When somebody comes to you and says, I need a doctor's note, what is unleashed in terms of time and resources? What happens after that?
Well, I think it's important to start with a patient's experience who, you know, recovering from an illness, probably juggling things at home and work, and knows they can't go back to work without calling my office, getting through, hopefully getting an appointment in a timely way because their job is requiring that note.
If they have a doctor.
Finally, if they have a doctor, thank you, yes. Yeah. So, you know, traveling, parking, navigating, getting into my office, spending time with me finally for what's quite a ridiculous transaction of printing a simple note to let the employer know they've been sick. So it's a really such a waste of time, largely for the patient, but also for physicians who have a lot of other things that are a better use of our time.
Yeah, well, tell me about your end of it. I completely understand, but you know what it means for the patients themselves. But after they come in, then what happens next in your office?
So in our office, again, it's pretty straightforward. It's usually a brief visit, unless there's other things patients want to talk about as well. Many offices charge an administrative fee for the generation of these notes. So there's some administration and staff required to do that. Our office is often making a judgment call as to a person's ability to pay. So from my point of view, it's actually not the hardest visit of the day. It's just really, really annoying that we're having to focus attention on something that is not of benefit to the patient, particularly, except to make this third party satisfied that they were legitimately ill.
Yeah, and we had a clip of somebody earlier saying it's not just annoying, it can be embarrassing going in there to have to ask the doctor for a sick note. How often do you get asked for sick notes?
You know, that's a great word. It's even humiliating, I'd say, at times. I get asked, you know, probably once or twice a day. It's it probably on the increase since the pandemic. And so I really salute the move to reduce this ridiculous little performance that the physician and patient has to do for a third party. It's probably the easiest of the administrative burdens that I carry as a family physician. So it makes good sense, and it's nice to be heard and seen by policymakers in light of the things that we're asking for. It's not the biggest problem on the table. It's a morsel, a welcome morsel,
right?
But there's lots more work to be done.
Yeah. We have to put this into perspective. But you mentioned the third parties here. The third parties are employers. And in PEI, there was pushback to this idea from the employers, from businesses. The government agreed that there needed to be a way to keep workers from abusing sick leave privileges. So what do you say to employers? Because you're saying like this thing's a nuisance, but they're concerned that people may be abusing their sick leave time. So what do you say to employers who have that concern?
Yeah, I think that's a workplace issue. And to invoke the services of a physician to regulate the employer-employee relationship actually doesn't make sense to me. So it strikes me as a bit of a beginning if there's that much mistrust at the start of an employee-employer relationship, I don't think things go well. And I just don't think family doctors should be recruited into that relationship. Mm. I'm here to care for my patients.
Mm, right. And so I know you're saying it's a piecemeal approach here, but will this actually make a difference? Will this free up time so you can spend more time with patients or see more patients? Will it actually have that tangible difference in your practice?
I don't know if any of us will really notice it. I don't think I'll go home any earlier. Right. And I don't think there's going to be a lot more patients seen because the effect is relatively minimal. Maybe there's one more appointment in a day that could be spent in meaningful work. That would be welcome. All bits help. But again, this is a pretty small move in the direction we need to go.
Yeah. And you mentioned the concerns of family doctors and the workload of family doctors. And you were part of a group of Ontario doctors who voiced concerns this week about the decline in the number of doctors going into family medicine in the province. So what have you seen? How big is that drop?
The drop's significant, and Ontario was disproportionately hit this year when medical students chose family medicine programs. There were fewer choosing programs in Ontario than many other parts of Canada, which I suspect does reflect a medical student's awareness of the growing concerns and the reality of family medicine in Ontario right now. So those headlines about how many Ontarians don't have access to family medicine, you know, have a lot of complex reasons behind them, and they are causing our medical students to rethink their career choice. So it deeply concerns me, and there's many efforts we have to make to ensure medical students understand the joys of a family medicine practice, and also ensure policymakers, funders, decision makers create a really optimal environment for family doctors to do our work.
And is reducing paperwork like sick notes, is that part of the solution?
It's definitely part of the solution. It's, again, the paperwork problem. Here's how I think of it. Imagine if you were a manager in a big company and you were CC'd on every email of all of your employees.
Yeah.
And you were told that 1 in 500 of those emails had a really important thing you had to pay attention to, but we won't tell you which one. So, you know, that is a lot of hours in a day doing work that is necessary, but so frustrating and so not helping our patients directly.
I got it. You just painted a perfect metaphor for me. So I got it. Good luck with the work. It's critical work. But thank you so much for talking to us this morning.
I appreciate the time, Mark. Thank you.
Dr. Kathy Risden is a family physician in Hamilton, Ontario, the chair of the Family Medicine Department at McMaster University.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.